Exactly 1 year ago, Orion Hughes Knowles ran for mayor.
I thought it was appalling that we had an incumbent mayor in a town of 9,000 people who was running unopposed. And I thought, I could be mayor. I could be an effective mayor. I have a vested interest in the future of this town.
He lost the race. And that night, he decided next year to toss his hat in the ring for the assembly.
I got 40% of the vote. And afterwards, I thought, I can do better next time. So I've had a year to prepare and watch and listen and think about the state of the city.
That included changing jobs from cook at the Larkspur Cafe to a sales clerk at Spinard Builder Supply and following news of the assembly more closely. The 27-year-old wants to make his hometown a place that's desirable not only for families to move to, but for their children to return to.
That's one thing I remember even back when I was going to school is preventing the quote-unquote brain drain from Alaska. You want to keep the kids here because those are the future business owners and the future politicians.
With that in mind, Hughes Knowles wants to bring financial solvency to Sitka, and that includes bringing rates, such as water rates, up to speed.
Rates will have to go up every year. I mean, unless you want the people 10 years from now to pay for the rates that we're not paying now.
At this point in the interview, Hughes Knowles produced a sheet of paper with Sitka's water rates over the past 4 decades.
From 73 to 91, there was no increase in water rates.
Nor from 1992 to 2001 or 2002 to 2009. If elected, Hughes Knowles says he also wants to reevaluate how Sitka taxes property, which is fixed at 6 mills.
That's incredibly low. And in most other towns, 2/3 of a city's revenue comes from property tax and 1/3 comes from sales tax. Here it's the other way around. And so what ends up happening is the people who are impacted the most are the people with the lowest incomes because they usually don't own homes.
Hughes Knowles returned to Sitka in 2011. And while he doesn't have direct experience in politics, he did serve on the finance committee of the Whitman College student body electorate, where he learned some valuable lessons.
You can't rubber stamp everything. You have to ask the tough questions of people who are bringing forth budget proposals and asking for money or asking for approval. You need to ask them, what could you do with half of what you want? Give me more details.
Hughes Knowles said he was often the only dissenting member on a committee that, in his words, said yes to everything. And by the end of the year, the committee ran out of money and had to borrow it from the college. The experience, he said, is comparable to what's happening in Sitka now.
In terms of the maintenance on city projects, how are we going to pay for this? Well, we'll borrow money from the state. And while, yes, they give us low interest loans, sometimes 0% loans, they've got to be repaid.
In order to grow Sitka's economy, Hughes Knowles thinks it's especially important to support local business owners in the marijuana industry. He points to revenues generated in Colorado and Washington. And that while marijuana remains controversial, the business possibilities are worth exploring in Sitka.
We should be as forgiving and as open-handed as possible to small business owners who want to get involved in that industry and work hand-in-hand with them. We don't want to scare investors off. And that's part of what makes Sitka great is our small business community. And I think fostering that is always beneficial.
Hughes Knowles is studying for the law school entrance exam this December. Though he's not sure he'll pursue a career in law, he wants to have the option. This attitude mirrors what he wants for all young Sitkins. When asked if his age, a good 6 years junior to the next oldest candidate, would hurt his chances for election, he said no.
I don't own a multi-million dollar house. I don't own a boat. What I do have a personal experience is with being a young person in this town, seeing the opportunities around here, seeing a lot of apathy, and also seeing a lot of people who just want something different, who also see a need for a fresh vision, perhaps, some young blood. Hopefully I can provide that. I think I can. I know I can.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwonk.